world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through in a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in your face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. Tig, how's it going?
Going. How's it going with you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. So tonight we got some good coverage over the State of Confusion. I know it was just just a few days ago, but we kind of want to put our little spin on it. State of Confusion or Union Address from Joe Biden. We got some other stuff too to cover, so stay tuned. But first, Tig, what you smoking?
I'm smoking a puck from Bradley, not fuck, puck, like in hockey. Nice. Puck. And I'll tell you what, this is, one of Alec Bradley's cheap cigars, like $50 a box. So it's an everyday smoke, but it's not bad. If you're going to have an everyday smoke, it's nice to have a big brand like Alec Bradley come up with a more economic smoke where, it's not going to bust your wallet and you can have one every day. Right. So I think it comes out of a Honduras, the origin. It's got a Maduro wrapper on it. Not a bad smoke. Pretty good. I mean, once you get down a little ways, it starts to get a little more dry, but you're going to have that with cheaper smokes, but
right.
It's good. It's good for one of those everyday smokes. It holds its own for that.
Right. Well, tonight I'm smoking an illusion privé. It's a cigares privé. I believe it's maybe like a French company that maybe owns it, but it's a Nicaraguan blend. It's a pretty nice cigar. It's actually got a really florally smelling wrapper. It's not oily or nothing though. It's a 6x60 ring gauge, about a, I think it was like a 92 or 93, on the rating for, the smoke. So it's a pretty good cigar.
You said about a 60 ring gauge. That's a whopper.
That's not too bad.
That's a big one.
Nah, it's not too bad. 6x60. 70s are those big son of a bitches like you had. Those,
yeah, those were just the bull little, moose.
Yeah, the bull moose, the bull packer.
Yeah.
So Tig, let's talk a little bit about this state of confusion with Joe Biden.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just kind of fucking blows everybody away, I think more and more people are waking up to this grand illusion that's not so grand,
It's sad. I mean, first of all, they've got this guy so hopped up on meth that night, and he's yelling and ranting on and on.
They use that for real, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing too. So he's bragging about how, he passed the balance, the budget, and he did all this so great with the economy and all that. And it's like, okay, so we're supposed to forget about the fact that you're crashing the dollar, that we have inflation. What part of that says we have a good economy?
Right.
And then he's talking about job growth. Well, it's been already written down that a lot of the jobs, first of all, many of the jobs that he's claiming that he created were old jobs that came from COVID, that were jobs lost during COVID, and they were just brought back. Well, and also, a lot of these jobs now today are being created and given to illegal aliens now. So, I mean, yeah, this guy, I tell you what. And so I don't know, the Studio 6B guys from Real America's Voice, they played 3 years of clips where it showed him saying that nearly the identical thing for the, over the last 3 years in his speech. No originality whatsoever. What else did he, what does he rant on about? I know he's, he ran on about stuff. I always wait for the part. Oh, we're going to get rid of, we're going to ban assault rifles and high capacity magazines. Yeah. Fuck you, Joel. You're not going to do no such thing.
Shit, according to the 2A, you can go fuck yourself, dude.
You are not going to violate our constitutional rights. You stupid bastard.
You can try.
Yeah, you can try. You're going to have a terrible time doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants to die trying to get those weapons. But there was, he was just all over the map.
Yeah, had no fucking frame of function going on there.
Just rambling on and on and on about stupid shit.
Why did he have to yell? You know, that's my big thing. Why does he got to raise his voice? It's just so crazy.
Well, and then he yells about the border bill. And here's the thing, Joe, you motherfucker, you're the treason one. It's your policies that opened up our border that got us in the mess in the first place. And you have the power to close the border back up. And
yeah, Congress for that.
And you have and you can beef up ICE and everything and start deportations. But no, the only reason why you and the Dems and some of the rhinos want that big border bill thing passed, it's because it has nothing to do with border security and everything to do with more spending. More and more spending.
Well, what it's got mostly in it, Tig, is a big fat fucking payday for Ukraine over there. That fucking Zelensky fuck. That cokehead motherfucker.
That perverted child trafficking piece of shit.
Yeah, he's fucking no good, people. You know, fucking wake up to this shit. You know, we don't need to give them any money. We don't need to give Israel any money. They're fucking rich already. Fucking, you know, they don't need no cash.
Here's another thing, too. So then he goes after the wealthy. Got to have that. You got to have that class warfare, of course, to keep people divided. Oh, you know, the wealthy this and the wealthy that. Hey, Joel. It's you and your party that actually are the wealthiest. You have more money than the Republican Party, and you have more money than we'll ever see as citizens. All you Democrats out there, you've gotten totally wealthy from all your kickbacks and selling out America and all the lobbyist donations you've taken over the years. You go in there, and within a couple of years, you're all millionaires. So don't talk to me about the wealthy, you bunch of fucking hypocrites. And Biden, you want to talk about pay your fair share of taxes? Hey, how about your son, Hunter? How about we start with him, who owes so much in back taxes? How about we start with him? How about we start with you, Joe? Brother. How about we start with your whole fucking family? Why don't you pay your fair share, assholes?
Right. You know, speaking of people who go in fucking poor as fuck, you know, that Ocasio-Cortez, that fucking fucking bartender douchebag, she fucking went in broke, and now she's worth like 29 or 39 million. I think it's 29 million is what I saw.
She's only on her second term.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. What the fuck? It's like, so, you know, I don't know, you know, and she didn't have to suck no dick for that, you know? I mean,
that we know of.
But right.
She hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah. So fuck, you know, and you know, one of the other things I was kind of noticing too, you know, when they brought up Lincoln Riley's name, he fucking mispronounced it. You know, kudos to Marjorie Taylor Greene for bringing that up. She was yelling it in the audience, and you know, say her name.
And her name is Lincoln, not Lincoln, Joel, you douche.
Fuck yeah. And then he, you know, calls the guy a fucking illegal alien or illegal fucking.
Which was the correct statement.
Right. It was proper. And then I just read today that cocksucker fucking retracted his statement and he apologized to this motherfucker who killed this lady. You know, what the fuck, man? Fucking Joe, you're a fucking piece of shit, man. You don't deserve where you're at, motherfucker.
You're a treasonous bastard, and you should be penalized under the Constitution for that penalty of treason. So,
1776 style, motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, and that goes for 99.999% of all of DC. You know, I always say, you know, if we were going to give the United States an enema, we could start right there with the holes in DC.
Right.
So, you know, what a joke. What an embarrassment. This guy's just.
And you know,
horrible human being.
All these fucking countries got to be looking at him saying, what the fuck? You know, what's wrong with America? Why do they allow this? This is fucking ridiculous. This is ludicrous. You know, I mean, to have this fucking geriatric patient.
Well, you know,
it's so they know. Now, you know,
they know our government's corrupt. They know the election was rigged. I mean,
yeah, so, they're saying the CIA is looking at, you know, probably getting involved with this election also to try to push those votes that Trump's going to get into fucking Biden.
These they were involved the first time around.
Yeah, they need to fucking stay the fuck out and let America choose the proper person.
CIA needed to be disbanded a long time ago. They have too many corrupt fuckers in the high places of the CIA. Right. They're not actually doing what they should be doing, and that's protecting our national security of our country by spying on countries that have potential to do damage to the United States. That's their job. But they've made a point to do everything from human trafficking to drug trafficking over the years, to interfering with elections, you know, killing our own people. The list goes on.
The Contras and, you know, the Contra wars and all that fucking shit down there, flying weapons and drugs and all that shit, man. They're fucking dirty as fuck, man. Mm-hmm. And they're crooked cocksuckers, you know, they set up people and had them killed and just all sorts of fucking shit, man.
Well, the FBI is trying to.
Wake up, America.
The FBI is trying to mirror them, too. Oh, God. Come on, people. If you know, there's some decent people in there, too. They need to start blowing a whistle or something. Get some guts, cojones, and say, you know what? We gotta fix our agency here.
Right. You know? The problem is, though, is, you know, when they do have the whistleblowers, they fuck them bad, you know? I heard a story about one of the whistleblowers that they said he had a promotion and they moved him to another state. Well, they knew he sold his fucking house. And when he fucking moved his house, you know, moved his family, he had, you know, a small family also. And, you know, he moved to this new city, was going to close on a house. They fired him when he moved. And when he moved into this new city, you know, he couldn't buy the house because they said, well, you don't have the income now. So, so they fucked this dude really hard, you know, and they could have said something before he left. They could have said, you know, hey, you know, we got to let you go and this and that and the other thing. But, you know, they
would have been worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, figure that out, man. You fucking, you know, move to another city and. You know, you're in a hotel room, you know, in between, you know, moving into a new house. And then they say you can't move into the house because you don't have the income. And fuck, man, what a fucking mess. I was thinking to myself, man, that is some crooked fucking shit right there. And that's our fucking CIA or FBI. So
that's our entire government. It's way out of control. I mean, it's beyond evil now, our whole entire government from top to bottom. I mean,
It needs to be a fucking overhaul or a gut or just fucking closed. It's one of the three.
Yeah. Speaking of closed, in order to avoid the government shutdown, they went and came up with like a $460 trillion deal again.
What? $460 trillion?
Something like that. I got it written down somewhere.
I could see 4 or 6 trillion because that's a lot of fucking zeros, man.
Well, that's the government. What do they care? You know?
Yeah, they're just trying to crash it anyway. So fucking Obama running everything from the basement.
Yeah, Obama is.
Yeah, he said he's caught on tape, man, saying
he was caught on it. Yeah, yeah.
He was caught on tape saying that, you know, he wishes he can get another three, you know, another term, a third term, and you know he got it with fucking Biden.
Shoot, I must have misplaced that number somewhere, but it was a lot.
It's got to be 4 to 6 trillion. I mean, that's 450.
Something like that, or 460 billion, maybe.
Oh, okay, that would make more sense. Trillion. Maybe it was, yeah,
I mean, not trillion. Billion. I think it was because I saw the number 460. It must have been billion.
Yeah,
it had to been. Regardless, it's you know. Needless to say, they did another
spending
deal because Johnson is a big pussy. All right, the Speaker of the House. And a lot of the rest of them Republicans. So, you know.
What are we going to do with these fuckers, man?
We're not going to have any more money. I mean, they are clearly trying to tank and crash the dollar so they can bring in the digital and have government totally control our currency.
Well, I heard something really interesting about, you know, the digital currency. So, you know, okay, let's say right now you take a $50 bill, you know, you take it, you go buy some groceries. Okay, so the grocery, you know, you pay $50 for your groceries, you get your groceries, the grocer gets the $50. So the grocer, you know, will take that $50 and he'll spend it on, you know, let's say, you know, gas and, you know, to fill up his SUV or whatnot. So the gas station gets the $50. So, you know, that $50 stays $50. But if we go to digital, what happens is that, okay, I'll take my $50 and I'll, you know, debit or credit it to the grocer. The grocer, well, when I do that, the bank gets the 1.5%. So, you know, or whatever the 1.2 or 1% or whatever the fuck it is of that $50. So that transaction goes to the bank. So the $50 is now, you know, $48 or whatever, you know. So the grocer will take that $48 and then he'll go and, you know, buy his gas. And then when he buys his gas, the gas company has to pay the bank, you know, the 1.whatever%, you know, to use the digital currency. So the bank gets the other 1.5%. And, you know, it just keeps going. Every time that 50 gets spent, you know, the bank gets basically the 50 back.
Yeah.
So what does that tell everybody, man? That's just, it's fucked up. It's totally fucked up.
Yeah. Well, and what's worse is you're not going to have control over how you spend. They'll cut you off.
Right.
You won't have a right to spend. If they decide they don't want you spending your money on tobacco products, alcohol, they'll cut you off. If you say something they don't like on social media, they'll cut you off. If you want to buy firearms and ammo, they're going to cut you off because that's how they're going to stop that's how they're going to try to halt the Second Amendment right there.
Well, they're going to fuck everybody on every amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to fuck you on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. That falls hand in hand with that digital currency.
Which really should start a war because that's...
Oh, yeah, it will. It's not
going to anything unconstitutional.
It's not going to go over as easy as they think it is. I can put money on that. It's not going to be an easy chance.
Guess what's going up in value right now is Bitcoin and gold.
Yep. Get your money.
They're going to have a hard time controlling people that decide, you know what? We're not buying into this bullshit. All right. Gold and silver, they've withstood the test of time, no matter how many changes in currency there's been. Right. So, you know, precious metals. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. It does have a lot of people concerned. And I know there's even some couple bankers out there that don't want to see it go to digital. I mean, because that's going to hurt.
The bank's going to make out on the deal, bank and the government.
Well, eventually. But, you know, they're not going to be able to make money off of people like they used to if they're getting cut off of everything.
Right.
You know, can't give if people aren't qualifying for loans or mortgages and stuff because of the digital. And they're not going to make money off the interest.
No, they won't.
You know.
Yeah, it's going to be a big fucking money grab for the government is what it's going to be. And, and then the other thing, too, is if you don't spend that money in the digital currency form, they can take it.
So
they can allow you to keep a hold of it like you do now, you know, where you have the freedom of, your savings account, you know, and what you build for your personal wealth. They're not going to allow that. They will simply fucking not allow that, especially if you're conservative or you don't talk what they want to hear. You're fucked, man. You're not going to live. They're going to make sure you live in squalor. You know, the nice house you live in right now, it ain't going to be. I'll guarantee fucking to you it. You will not own that fucking house.
A lot of these people on the left, they don't want to believe that we're damn near collapse either. This country is looking more
fucking looking left, like their heads and their fucking buttholes is where they got their heads.
It's looking more and more like ancient Rome every day.
I mean, yeah, I hate to say it, but you're right.
Just prepare, people. That's all I can say. Just prepare.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's prepare good to be prepared.
Prepare.
You don't have to go nuts, but give yourselves enough to give you some cushion if it all goes to shit and, you know, things need to
there's a lot settle of down in that direction, man.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know, another problem is freedom of speech. And now our government on both sides of the aisle are trying to slow down our government speech through social media.
Yeah, you know, they're all in TikTok.
On it. Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah,
you got the Democrats wanting it. You've got the Nikki Haley's. Now I just seen where Senators Mark Warner and Mario Rubio, they want Marco Rubio, and Joe Biden. He's all for the ban now too. Okay, and then.
Well, tell them why they want the ban there, Tig.
You know why they want the ban? I'll tell you why they want the ban. They could sit there and say, well, what they're saying is it's a danger to our national security. Okay, how? It's not a danger to our security. You know what it's a danger to? It's a danger to exposing all the globalists and their agenda to take away all our liberties and to set up their New World Order agenda, their smart cities, there are 15-minute cities to spy on us, to take away our food sources, to take away our sources of water, to depopulate the world's population, chemtrails. Every single topic on TikTok is exposing the globalist agenda, the very evil, diabolical globalist agenda that's going to affect humanity. It's actually a crime against humanity, what they're trying to pull off. And what that TikTok is doing is starting to reveal the truth and starting to wake people up. And they don't like that. And the globalists are all over the place. They're, every government has the globalists around the world. Our government, both on the Democrat side and Republican side, they have globalists. And you can always watch, because whenever they do something bipartisan and they brag about, oh, the Democrats and the Republicans agree on this, then that means they're fucking you in the ass is what it means. They're teaming up to screw you. And TikTok is basically coming out with a lot of truthful statements in regards to what they're trying to do to us. So, you know, like the Bill Gateses of the world and the Faucis and the Klaus Schwabs and our government and everything else. And TikTok did a really good job of exposing the kill shot, the COVID kill shot, and how harmful that was. So this is what they want to do. They want to take away your information, people. They want to take away your accurate information, not misinformation. They want to take away your accurate information source. And they can't stand that the youth they're trying to brainwash is all over TikTok. They always right. Watch TikTok.
It's waking up
the youth. Yeah, it's waking up the youth. I seen a kid. He couldn't be much more than 19 years old the other day, and he had a Trump hat on.
You know, I was looking at our stats just recently, and I noticed that when we first started this program, our audience was mostly like 45 to 65. Now I'm seeing it going to 35 to 45. So the younger people are waking up.
Yeah, and they are. And they're finding, and their big sources on TikTok. And the government, they want to brainwash their youth like they do in schools. They want to brainwash our youth so the next generations will comply to this nonsense, to this global slavery. They basically, and they also want like a Hitler style youth. You know, they want to brainwash these youngsters into complying with globalism and communism and that. But now the youth watching TikTok, they're waking up to this agenda. They're starting to catch on, which right. is a good thing, but they don't like it. That's why they want to ban it.
They're hating the idea. Yeah.
So to the U.S. government, Biden and all them that want to ban TikTok, I got a big middle finger for you motherfuckers. People are waking up, and they're going to wake up.
Right.
We're done. We are done with you.
You tell them, Tig. Tell them. Get him. Get him. Get him.
Yeah. Hey. And you know what? Thanks to TikTok and thanks to much information now that's getting out there.
Rumble too.
Everywhere. Rumble, Getter, everywhere. 52% of the Americans now believe that the election was stolen in 2020.
That's fucking huge.
Yes. 52%. I was reading that.
That's fucking huge.
Believe it was rigged.
Yep.
And they're right. It was rigged.
Yep. No matter what you fuckers want to think on the left, it was rigged. So there you heard it.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, I was kind of thinking of something else when we were just talking here about. I lost that train of thought. So anyways, let's move on into the J6 stuff. We were kind of.
Yeah, that's interesting, because now it turns out that the J6 committee withheld crucial evidence.
That fucking Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney and the rest of the J6 committee, they withheld evidence that would have exonerated Trump. It would have said he was absolutely innocent of inciting an insurrection.
Right.
I guess a Secret Service, a chief Secret Service officer, Tony Oronato. Himself and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had a conversation about Trump days before the whole J6 thing unfolded. And right. It's a transcript. Mark Meadows had it as a transcript. It was literally on paper where Trump had requested all over the nation, not just in D.C., to beef up National Guard for the J6 in case people got violent that day. He requested it, and Nancy Pelosi and them told them to stand down. They didn't want the National Guard for the security, which one, it proves that Trump days before J6 was because he wanted a National Guard and wanted to beef up security. That proves right there that he was not trying to incite an insurrection. He was trying to prevent riots and insurrection. And Nancy Pelosi and the Dems telling them to stand down, saying they don't want it, proves that they were going to use this, proves that they had this planned, that they were going to use the J6. And not only that, okay, that's evidence right there that says Trump's innocent. But, you know, in my opinion, like I told you, it's not just my opinion. It's actually there. It's factual that they hired Antifa people to pose as MAGA people, dressed them up in MAGA hats and all that to do the breaking of the windows and all that destructive stuff that was supposedly done. So it's all bullshit. And people are going to come to find this truth out now. All right. There was no, it wasn't an insurrection anyway, because there was no weapons and there was no firearms and nobody was actually trying to take over the Capitol with the use of firearms. So it wasn't an insurrection anyway. And so Trump wasn't guilty of that. That's why he wasn't charged of that. And he wasn't even charged.
Yeah. Neither was any of the people that they're holding for political purposes right now.
Yeah. Well, those people, those political prisoners in the gulags of J6 over there in Washington, D.C., one day they're all going to be let out. And you know what? The government's going to have to compensate them for a lot of money.
They're going to go broke paying these people back because, you know, that's
well,
that's
I think I
part of their life, 3 fucking years already now.
I think the Congress, the House, the members of the House ought to compensate them with their fucking salaries.
Yep, I think they ought to be stripped of their
salary. I would sue. If I were those prisoners, I would sue Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
Make her pay for them.
That's like they did to Trump. Make her pay for everything.
Destroy everything she has. Take away all her money.
And Biden.
Yeah.
And Obama.
The whole Biden regime.
That whole fucking crime family.
Obama. Yeah. Okay. We all know that he's running the show. Pretty much. I mean.
Yep.
We know he was illegal. He was an illegal senator. He was an illegal president from Kenya. Yeah. We know he's a Marxist. We know that he's a homosexual. Nothing wrong with homosexuals, but why'd you cover it up? You know?
Right. And that's why they don't want to push Michael out there, because that's
all. Michael's a tranny.
That's gonna blow up big time if they put him in there to try to be a president.
They killed comedian Joan Rivers for saying it on film.
Right.
I mean, people can look that up.
Right. You know, there's plenty of footage on that one when she spoke of it.
Yeah. So
corruption.
It's corrupt top to bottom, and I'll tell you what, they really have nothing on Trump.
Now they
buried this. Those J6 members of that committee, they ought to be indicted for withholding evidence.
Yep.
They ought to be charged.
Yep.
So hopefully that comes out.
I need to take a walk up to the gallows.
Well, if Trump becomes, they're very afraid of Trump becoming president, because shit's gonna hit the fan. I mean, he's gonna go after them.
Know it. And he deserves every fucking bit of that.
So yeah.
You know, he deserves to have his day also. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty interesting. I really hope he does go after him with that.
They're angry at Trump too recently, because now he's going against the vaccines now too. Big pharma's, they're pissed at him too now.
Yep.
So
yep.
Yeah, that's part of the news. Okay. You know what? Going back just a little bit, I did find my little number there. It wasn't trillion. It was $460 billion package to avoid the shutdown. So there you have it, folks. Yeah. Still a big spend. Fuck, give me that $1 billion.
Yeah, you know, with all that money they spent,
you'll never see my ass again.
They could easily give every American $1 million fucking dollars. Mm-hmm. $1 million fucking bucks, you know, and they would still have less money than what they gave fucking Ukraine.
They gave me that much money, they'd be coming looking for me too, because I'd go on my own little island and I would go off the grid completely.
Yeah, they wouldn't bother.
Everything I would do would be via satellite.
Yeah. So, what else you got there for trending?
Oh, I got a lot of trending news. Well,
yeah. Let's skip into that now, and we'll round out the program. Hey, you know, should we share with everybody what our discussion was after our last episode about the smokeout?
yeah. You want to make that?
Yeah. So, okay. You know, we're kind of thinking about, you know, since it's stars, bars, and cigars, we're thinking, hey, we're going to have a whole episode just on cigars. We're going to get like, you know, five, maybe eight cigars each, all different brands.
Chimneys.
Yeah. We'll sample the shit out of them. We'll tell you how they smoke, if they're worth buying, if, you know, we'll run them through the mill, man. And, hey, if there's anybody out there that's a cigar connoisseur that wants to get on the fun, we're thinking about doing this one as a live show. So, you know, if we could do that, we'll have some people, you know, commenting and, asking how the certain cigars are, and, you know, hey, well, let's have some fun with this one. I think it'd be a blast.
We'll give you a heads up when we're about to do it, though.
Yeah. It'll probably be in like our next two episodes. Maybe we'll do it for our 30th episode.
Something like that.
Yeah, because this is number 26. So let's plan that for number 30. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we could do that. Hey, Bo, what does that shirt say?
What do you think it says here?
I don't know. You use the phrase an awful lot.
cock sucker.
Don't be a cock sucker, huh?
Yeah. Well, there he is.
Here, let's see. Fauci.
Hey, Fauci.
He's looking at your shirt there.
He's eyeballing the other cock. Right here, buddy. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, he was looking at it before.
Yeah, he's getting his juices going.
Don't be a cocksucker. Right. Well, he might argue with that. He might want the cock sucked.
Yeah.
So.
all your innuendos, man, they're just so, they're a little out there, bud.
they're way out there. People are going to think I'm a creep.
Yeah, a little creeper.
This is why I don't have. This is why I can't get a girlfriend. Fuck's sake. Oh, man.
Yeah, so any single ladies you want to throw down on Tig, let them know. Let me know. I'll set it up for you.
Yeah. I'm not that bad. Women can't honestly say I've ever treated them wrong. Really, they can't. Most of the problem lies within the rare and tough lifestyle that I have to live. So, you know,
yeah.
Choosing to raise my daughter by myself, that makes it tough because she has a lot of needs. So,
right.
But anyway, yeah. Moving on. I digressed a little. Okay. Bill Maher. He must be snorting cocaine again these days.
Yeah, that fucker, man.
Comedian Bill Maher thinks that Biden should swap Harris this time around and replace her with Nikki Haley as a running mate. And he thinks it's a dream ticket of unity. Unity? Okay, two globalists? That's not unity. That's not a Republican. Nikki Haley is a globalist. She is a New World Order whore.
A retard, man.
She is a whore, a corporate whore for the New World Order. She would be totally, oh my God, she'd be worse than Harris because she's a globalist and she's behind. She wants all these things that are going to take away liberties and stuff. And Biden, he's going to croak anyway. Ain't going to make it through a second term. Come on. Yeah.
Well, I'd really like to see him swinging from the rope, man. I'd like to see him go out that way. You know?
Well, he should because he's guilty of treason and in the Constitution. Anyway, you know, Bill Maher must be on the dope again when he made that statement. He's way out there. I mean,
yeah, he is.
He just, you know.
I covered that part where Joe Biden apologized to that fucking piece of shit, that illegal alien. That's what he is. He's an illegal alien.
For saying illegal, for calling, you know, he apologized and wants to go back to, we got to call them migrants. They're not migrants.
Fuck Biden, man. He's a fucking piece of shit.
They're fucking illegal invaders. They are criminals and terrorists. That's what they are. And they're flying them in on top of everything, which is treason. Many of them Chinese, military-aged Chinese, so I don't trust that one bit.
Yeah. So, just some little news here. There was a little conversation about, you know, the vote being rigged down in California. Can you fucking imagine that? There was an exposed glitch in the algorithmic adjustment to the election in California where Steve Garvey, who was leading by almost 2 million votes, lost by 7/10 percent due to votes being removed and added to Adam Schiff.
Yeah, Shifty Shift. That's corruption right there. All right. Now I think there's a runoff, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to try to rig the runoff too. Look what they did in the last Gavin Newsom runoff. Yeah. He won again on that runoff. That was purely rigged, folks.
Fucking right.
Too many people don't like that fucker. That was rigged big time.
Yeah.
So what a bunch of shit.
Yeah. And I came across this meme that it showed President George W. Bush, the old man. It was a younger version of him, and it says, if the American people ever find out what we have done, they will chase us down on the streets and lynch us. Well, yeah.
and that can go back to the assassination of Kennedy as well too. So they've done a lot over the years. H.W. Bush was an evil man.
Fuck yeah.
He was a CIA director, a senator, a vice president, and a president. And over all his entire tenure, his entire career, he was nothing but an evil, corrupt son of a bitch. You know, and frankly, I don't like to say bad things about people after they're dead. But my God, I'd spit on his grave because he's a piece of shit.
I'd take a shit on his grave.
Yeah. That shit gets you arrested nowadays. You get arrested for anything. You hear about the lady that threw some red stuff on the motorcade of Camel Toe Harris, and she got arrested for that. Yeah, she threw some kind of red shit on her vehicle, liquid red shit on her vehicle or something, or motorcade. Yeah, she got arrested, you know.
Yeah, well, kind of moving on a little bit here. A piece of shit, Gavin Newsolini. Wants to Californians to he's trying to pass a bill right now to mandate yearly gun registrations.
Tell that motherfucker to fuck right off, you people that live in California.
Yeah,
that's just bullshit.
I don't think it'll go through, but he can try.
Yeah, that can go to the Supreme Court and they can shut that down right now. It's a violation of the Second Amendment. So speaking of pieces of shit. All right. Eric Swalwell's at it again. Swallows. That motherfucker. Hey, Swallows. That fight. That challenge I proposed to you. That's still on, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's still golden, man.
I'm going to kick your fucking ass if I ever get a chance to step in a ring with you, you piece of trash. You motherfucker. You know what he said?
During the fucking Tyson fight, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Swalwell says that Trump doesn't want a border bill because of the election and insinuated that Trump was a traitor. Well, let me tell you something, Swalwell. First of all, doesn't want the border bill because the bill doesn't actually secure the border. That can be done by a sitting president. All right. We had a secure border until Biden got his greasy hands on an executive order to reverse that. And second of all, Swalwell, you shouldn't even insinuate that anybody's a traitor because you slept with Fang Fang, the Chinese Communist Party's spy. He's a fucking traitor.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be in Congress, Swalwell. You should not only should you not be in Congress, but you should be sitting in prison somewhere. You should be in Guantanamo Bay. Actually, you should be hung for treason.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, you're the lowest piece of shit I think that Congress has right now, really, outside of Omar and Tlaib and them.
Yeah, he's worse than George Santos, and that motherfucker's still in his position.
Yeah, Swalwell should not be in a position. They should have removed Swalwell, absolutely. Yeah. And you know,
got rid of Tlaib and
Swalwell.
Motherfucker,
somebody needs to contact Swalwell. I want to get in the ring with him because I'm going to rip your head right off and shove it straight up your fucking ass.
Yeah, and he'll even give you the first punch, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I'll give you the first punch. No problem there.
Maybe even a couple punches just to see what you're made of, you little bitch.
I'll just play with you, and then I'll fucking ruin your life in one single.
Yeah. Hey, so, moving on. Let's little Elon Musk news here. I found this.
Oh, no, not him again.
Oh, well, this one's coming pretty good, actually.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's good, bad, and ugly with him.
Yeah, I know. You just don't know which way to fucking go with that dude. But, Elon Musk is calling for non-governmental organizations personnel to be criminally charged purposely break the law to facilitate illegal border crossings. And what he's referring to is the Red Cross providing migrants with maps, fucking detailed maps on where to cross the fucking border. That's the fucking Red Cross.
You must have read that because you called them migrants. What the hell? They're not migrants.
Illegal fucking aliens. Come on.
Hey, let me tell you something. Yeah, you want to know who else is actually providing services for these illegals? Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities, Lutheran Services. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Soros is funding them. And, you know, I think half those Chinese that are being flown over here are spies.
Oh yeah,
and they're spies for the Chinese Communist Party. So, yeah, we need to put a stop to this shit. We really do. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but like I said, I think that community should start forming a militia. And
yeah, I heard Arizona's Dems, them governor fucking what's her face?
Katie the psychopath.
Yeah. Katie Hobbs?
Yeah, Katie.
Okay. Katie, she vetoed a bill that would let police jail immigrants or jail the fucking illegal aliens. I didn't say immigrants. for
that sounds like her. She's such a stupid psychopath.
She's a fucking globalist. You know,
okay, that's fine, Katie Hobbs. How about this? How about you house them in your man in the governor's mansion? How about you do that?
Let's do
how
it.
About you feed? How about you feed them out of your own back pocket? How about you let them rape you? Like that's half of their intentions: to rape you, murder you, whatever. Because they're all criminals.
And then they'll get an apology from the president for calling them like fucking pieces of shit, man. Who in the fucking right mind would fucking vote for blue right now is fucking just beyond me.
Every single Democrat in office is a traitor, period. They are globalist traitors.
A lot of the Republicans are too.
Oh yeah, they're scumbags too.
Lindsey, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Trump,
listen up, man. If you hear our fucking show or you know anybody in Trump's circle, man, you know,
stop
sucking their dicks, man, because you know what? You know,
supporting the parties.
Yeah, no, get rid of them. Fucking gone. Be gone. Him and Mitch McConnell, that motherfucker, he's a nasty fuck too, man. Don't take his endorsement. Tell him to shove it up his ass.
Fuck a duck, Chuck Schumer is another evil bastard. Need to get rid of that asshole too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gallows.
Yeah, big time. Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
There was some good news last Wednesday regarding the Second Amendment.
Yeah, go ahead.
On March 7th, Wednesday, the Louisiana House passed constitutional carry legislation, advancing the bill to the governor, Jeff Landry's desk, to be signed into law. This would make Louisiana the 28th state to allow constitutional carry.
Carry, right.
Which is beautiful. Now, the states that have constitutional carry are Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
Vermont surprises me.
Yeah, it does. They're very liberal. But then again, I was reading where they're one of the more freer states, remarkably, despite the fact that they're a blue state. So I found that interesting. It's a weird thing. You know, New Hampshire's different too. Vermont, the one that Biden brags about, and he wants to pretty much take away your Second Amendment. Interesting. But there's a lot of states, 28 states. That would be great. I mean, it'd be awesome if we could get more than that even too, that constitutional carry. That says you don't even need a permit to carry firearms. But I'll tell you, for those who are wondering, it's fine because it's like to get a permit, it's like in certain states, like $50. But let me tell you, folks, the permit is really cool in a way, because then if you get stopped with a firearm for some reason, because some idiot calls the cops on you or something, because you have one, because you're open carrying or something, it's easier just to tell them, instead of saying, well, it's my constitutional right, officer. It's easy to throw out a permit there, permit card there. It helps, and it makes it easier for you to buy through the paperwork and everything to buy a firearm too, to have that permit there, makes it easy for them to transfer the pay, the firearm to you. So I have both. I love the constitutional carry. I wish all 50 states had it, but I also carry a permit as well because it just makes it easy in certain circumstances,
right,
to have it. So,
let me ask you something here, Tig. How's that cigar smoking for you? I noticed you kind of must have let it go out or something.
I just put it down because I'm pretty much done with it. Smoked real well. Smoked real nice. Stayed real lit. Drew real well. Pretty decent. I mean, for an everyday smoke, you're talking for the Robusto of a Alec Bradley Puck, it's only around $50 a box for a box of 20. That is dirt cheap. Mm-hmm. And for an everyday smoke like that, for a cheap everyday smoke like that, Alec Bradley did a good job because it's really a good cigar for an everyday smoke.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I'll tell you, with this fucker here, I'm kind of, it actually tastes really good. It doesn't have that real harsh aftertaste. I'm just kind of struggling with keeping it lit. Maybe I put it down a couple of times and then I started chomping on the end. I think it's maybe wrapped just a little tight.
Or it was packed in there real tight, the tobacco.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was wrapped really tight, so it was kind of having a hard time drawing, I think. So, but you chomp on it a little bit and kind of opens it up a little. But otherwise it's not a bad cigar. I mean, I don't think it's quite a 92 or 93. I would say it's more in the 80s is probably a better number for it, but it's got a
How much is it?
I think this one here, I paid like $9 or $10 for it. Mm-hmm. So it's an expensive, it's got a little price tag to it, but it's not bad. It's not a bad cigar, but I think if I wasn't talking or something, it probably wouldn't have gone out. But just kind of a recap on our stogies for tonight. I'm gonna jump into a little more trending news and we'll wrap her up here.
Yeah, I got a couple more things too, so you can go ahead.
All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene again. Brought this up.
I'm gonna blow a kiss to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. I hope she gets a really good position on Trump's cabinet. I think she deserves it. She's deserving of that. I think she'd do well with that. So Trump, if you're listening again, Marjorie Taylor Greene, put her in your cabinet. So the Gold Star father who shouted at Joe Biden last night was arrested and lost, and he lost his son due to that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's a problem too, the way he handled that shit, that's fucking treasonous too.
Well, we don't have a right to free speech. We don't have a right to yell at the president when he's being a jackass. He's a dirtbag and there's blood on his hands. And right. That son of a bitch deserved to get yelled at. And there's no reason why they should have arrested that man, that father. Right. That's disgusting. No. It's disrespectful. And that's the fucking government for you.
Right. And I guess apparently his other son killed himself that night when he got arrested. So he lost his other son due to that whole fucking, it's a sad deal that, the parents got to deal with his one son being killed over in Afghanistan. But now he lost his other son because he just couldn't handle the shit. So, prayers out to that family. So,
yeah, our government's so damn evil.
Yeah. So, what else you got there, Tig? Training news?
Speaking of troops recently, I don't have the date on it. This happened this past week though. Two National Guardsmen died in a helicopter crash near the Texas border.
Oh, really?
I find that interesting and I'm very suspicious of it too. Hmm. Suddenly a helicopter crash with a couple National Guardsmen near the Texas border.
Yeah, it's not smell. Yeah. That's not passing the smell test here for something.
It does not pass the smell test, but that's sad too.
Yeah. It could have been a training issue or something. I don't know.
It could be. You never know. You never know. Yeah. I'm suspicious too of I know that there's a lot of crime in New York City, and now they've posted National Guard in their subway system.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
You know, it makes me wonder, too. They've got all these National Guards. It makes me wonder, are they gonna expand on this? Seems to me that we're seeing more of this, and almost reminds me of like a test run for martial law, for military martial law.
You mean down in Texas, you're saying?
No, I'm talking about right now in New York City. They got all these National Guardsmen standing around the subway, and it's a big city, and they got National Guardsmen there, I guess, because of the crime by the subway. But it just almost reminds me, I've never heard that, you know, where they bring National Guardsmen in a subway or near a city like that.
Because, you know, the fucking, what do you call it? The governor over there, she doesn't fucking, she don't prosecute any of the fucking illegal aliens.
Yeah. Hochul. You know?
Yeah.
She's Hochul. A nut job too.
Yeah. She's a wrench.
She's a total whack.
Yeah. She's a whack job. And, you know, all that fucking government over there in New York is just totally fucked. So stay the fuck out of there. If you're a conservative, don't even go there. Just don't even step foot in the state.
Yeah. I wouldn't even visit that place for anything, for vacation or anything.
It's sad because, you know, you got Niagara Falls there, man. It's just beautiful as fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's poorly ran.
They really, really screwed it up. That's what they did. Yep.
All right. Well, again, we're going to do a smoke out. So we're planning on probably our 30th episode. So something to look forward to. We'll keep ramping that up. And I think that'll be our live show. So we'll do that one live. So
I got some late news. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Throw it in there, bud.
A man was arrested after sending hundreds of used dildos to the White House on Valentine's Day so Biden can go fuck himself.
Yeah, I posted on your post there that they didn't say did he use them?
I don't know, they were used. Interesting. And there are hundreds and hundreds of them, too. Where do you get hundreds of used dildos?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a nasty shit. You know, that's a guy that, you know, if I had to talk to that guy, if I met that guy, I'd be like, okay, hundreds of used dildos. Are you like a pimp or something? Or are you like involved in this
himself or something, you know?
Yeah, were you shoving them in your ass, or were you using them on a female, or were you, do you just have a lot of female friends that just discard them on a regular basis, and you just decide to go trash picking or something and dig them out of their trash?
Damn.
I don't get it, but this was actual news.
This was actual
news. I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, used dildos.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's gross. He got arrested. He got arrested for it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I would like to see the arrest report on that. That should be framed. I wonder what he's gonna get. I wonder what he's gonna get for a penalty on that. I wonder what they're gonna charge him, like what are they going to charge him with?
Sending heinous sex toys.
Yeah. You know, I would actually laugh, but not be surprised if they charge him with terrorism.
Yeah.
They like to throw that charge around an awful lot, way too loosely nowadays, a charge of terrorism.
Yeah.
But I would just be interesting. I would love, can you imagine the arresting police officer having to do the paperwork on that.
Oh, God.
Fill that out. That report.
Jeez.
Hundreds of dildos. I wonder if they counted the dildos.
They probably did.
To come up with a number. Well, they were like, I'm getting sick of counting this shit. We're just going to put down hundreds because it's gone over the 100 mark.
Damn.
That's nasty. I don't know if he mailed them or something, if he used a like,
what kind of packaging? Sure, a big old box or something. You know? It's like
hundreds of wonder if there was a note, because I'd like to see if there was a note. Of course, they did say that he sent them basically so that Joe Biden could go fuck himself. So I wonder if that was a note that came with him that said, Joe Biden, use these to go fuck yourself.
Right.
That's hilarious. That's like, they ought to give that guy an award.
Yeah, they do.
That guy needs to show up on a conservative news program or something. Right. But I wonder what the penalty is for that. I wonder what you get for that. I mean, I'd like to know, is he going to get in prison? Is he going to get thrown in prison for a year or two? Or is he going to get a fine? Yeah,
under this administration, they'd probably put him away for, you know, 3 or 4 years.
I could probably throw him in the gulags with the J6ers, you know.
Yeah. What are you in for? Oh, I told Biden to go fuck himself with all the dildos I sent him. They're all used.
They're all used. They had all kinds of...
He's pride himself.
They had human... Leftover human secretions all over him.
He'd probably be pretty popular in the jail.
can you imagine the smell when they opened up the package? Oh man.
That is nasty. All right. So
that's a good way to close tonight, really. Yeah,
so we really don't have nothing to top that. So.
My eyes almost watering. I was starting to laugh so much.
Nice. All right. Well, we won't send you no dildos. So keep listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Find us on Rumble. You can follow JT Bull or Jimmy the Bull on Getter and True Social. And we got a Facebook page, Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Give us a follow there. Follow our show, man. We will keep putting them out. Tig Tigger on Getter and True Social as well, and send us messages, we'll reply, we always reply. With that, we're gonna vamos.
Adios.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars, two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide before it comes on. We'll keep you sweating until we see Butcher 3.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.